Well, imagine if the U.S. budget was being decided not by our own elected representatives, but by outside lenders. That is essentially what is happening in Greece, which today had the latest portion of a multi-billion dollar bailout approved by Eurozone finance ministers. The bailout is needed to keep the Greek economy from collapsing, but the country is having to make deep sacrifices to get it. The BBC's Mark Lowen is with us from Athens. Mark, welcome.
Hi there, Jeremy.
Well, Greece has now been living on bailout money for 3 years. How vital was it that the country get this most recent installment of the bailout?
It was important really for two reasons. First of all, because Greece faces a bond redemption, a bond payment in January of 1.85 billion euros. So it needed to clinch that 1 billion euro slice of bailout money before the bond repayment in order to clear that hurdle. But secondly, and perhaps even more important, really importantly for the government, it was important for psychological reasons, because Greece takes over the presidency of the European Union on the 1st of January, the six-month rotating presidency, and Athens was very keen to secure this slice of bailout money and stop the kind of long, drawn-out haggling process with Brussels before it takes over the baton of EU presidency, so that it can now do that safe in the knowledge that it has secured finally this slice of bailout money. And then, of course, the negotiations will turn to the next slice, the next tranche of bailout money, which will have to be secured in the first half of next year.
And basically what's happening here, for people who haven't been following this, is Greece gets money from these international lenders and in return has to either hike taxes or make big spending cuts, hopefully to have a better economy in the future. That's what the international lenders would like to say. Of course, Greece has been saying all along, you're making our economy much worse. You're making it much more difficult for our economy to recover because you're imposing these big taxes and big cuts on us.
Yes, and it points to the fact that Greece is stuck in its sixth straight year of recession, that the living standards for Greeks has absolutely plummeted, that unemployment is now over 27%, and among young people it's over double that, that pensions and salaries have been slashed by on average 40%, that one in four are now below the poverty line, and the Greek government has argued all along, really, that yes, okay, it would do a little bit of austerity, it would do quite a lot of austerity, actually, but that actually Greeks simply can't take any more austerity. So that is one of the reasons why this current slice of bailout money has been held up for a long time, because there's been a dispute really between the Greek government and the Troika of international lenders over whether Greece can take any more austerity. The Troika has said more cuts, more austerity needed to reform the Greek economy. The Greek government has said, well, the medicine is killing the patient. And at one point Greece has to turn around and say, no, we can't take any more, that they've done a lot. But there was an agreement finally on another issue, which was the downsizing of the state defense firm. So 300 jobs will go there in an attempt to make that company profitable. And the fact that there was finally agreement on that persuaded the Troika and Brussels to unlock this 1 billion euro slice of bailout money. But as you say, Jeremy, Greece has been surviving on massive amounts of bailout money, 240 billion euros in total, and it comes in this kind of drip approach.
And to give people a sense of the conditions that some Greeks are living in, you went to a port city and spoke with some people who are working aboard a ship, but they're not getting paid. Let's listen.
I feel very sad and angry because I can't go to see my family, my children. I don't have the money to go. It's like waiting to die.
It's like waiting to die, he says. Is that something you've heard a lot, Mark Lowen?
Well, you hear similar examples of just how extremely traumatic life is for some people now. I mean, those workers on the boat, on the ferry, their payment has been withheld for, in some cases, up to a year. And this is a growing problem here, in which in the private sector, people are working without receiving their money because the company is usually in financial difficulty. And one of the easiest ways of getting finance now, when the banks are really not lending or lending at very high interest rates, is actually withholding the salaries to their employees in the knowledge that the employees would rather that than no job at all. And the Labour Institute here has estimated that 1 million workers in the private sector are working without receiving their payment on time, their salaries on time. So we often talk about the problems in the public sector, and those problems are huge. You know, people are have had salaries slashed, they're having to move in with parents, they are losing jobs, they're losing their pensions, which they've been saving up for all their lives. But this is the sort of hidden crisis, in, if you like, in the private sector. And it is, for those suffering, really, there's no end in sight.
And many people have simply left. And the unemployment rate among the young is even higher than the 27% or so that it is overall. Mark, is there a light at the end of the tunnel at this point? Is there any glimmer of hope for the Greek economy?
It depends on who you speak to. The Greek government says, yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that light is beginning to show. And the evidence for that, it says, is that Greece is no longer borrowing simply to pay its bills. It is balancing its books. It is raising more revenue through taxes, principally, than it is spending. And the only reason why it is still in deficit, is still in the red, is because of the interest rate on its bailout money. So that is a massive achievement. It has cut 10 percentage points from its deficit in the space of 4 years. It says that unemployment will start to go down next year, that Greece's recession will end. It is forecasted very slight growth next year of 0.5%. But the problem is that these are economic figures that don't really easily translate into reality. And when you speak to ordinary people, they are just not seeing that, because they are seeing their lives getting harder, businesses closing, many more and more people depending on food handouts, people not being able to heat their homes because they can't afford the cost of heating oil, so they're having to burn wood, which has an environmental impact, it has a health impact. So trying to get this kind of light at the end of the tunnel in terms of the economic statistics to actually translate into the amelioration of people's lives is the challenge now that this government faces.
A big challenge, and what a story. The BBC's Mark Lowen in Athens. Mark, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
And we have a quick note later today on All Things Considered. The legalization of marijuana. Most Americans support it, but there's a backlash. That's on ATC. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.